Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Philippians chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you. And then Isaiah said in Isaiah 43:18, Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Each of us have been given a life to live. It is our choice how we live it. The reality of life is that our life is only a series of our choices, not our circumstances. Our life is not measured by what we have, nor is it measured by what others think of us. It is really measured by the choices that we make. Babe Ruth, a great baseball player, set numerous records during his career, including most home runs in a season. He got 60 in 1927, and that record stood until 1961. He also held the record for career home runs. He got 714, and that record lasted until 1974. Babe Ruth stated, "Yesterday's home runs don't win today's game." Paul stated in his race for Christ that he had forgotten the past and pressed on to the future. Isaiah told God's people to forget the former things, and he was talking about the great things that had happened, not just the bad things. I think we all get into making poor decisions when we spend too much time on past failures and, yes, even past victories. Living in the past never creates a better present or future. We must learn from our past and move on. That is where success lies. Live in the present, preparing for the future. As I was musing this morning, I realized that too often in my life I spend too much time and hinge too much of my present on my past accomplishments. I don't think I have a heart of pride or seek to promote myself, but the victories of my past seem to always be in my mind in the present. The problem arises that the past victories and accomplishments mean nothing for the problems of today or the future. They don't win today's game. When we hinge our present on our past, I think that is where disappointment and failure can enter. We have to take what we learned from the past, work with it for today to build for tomorrow. But I have to, in essence, forget the past and build today on choices that I make in the present. As we go through our day today, may we work hard to build our future on our present, not the victories of the past.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.